Arizona News. I'm Keith Peters reporting. Opening arguments and testimony began today in Donald Trump's New York criminal trial. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
A prosecutor opened the historic trial by saying Trump tried to illegally influence the 2016 presidential election. Prosecutor Matthew Colangelo said actions taken to conceal payments to Stormy Daniels amounted to election fraud, pure and simple. But defense attorney Todd Blanche argued that Trump is innocent and that trying to influence an election is called democracy, not a crime. The trial could last up to 2 months. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Pro-Palestinian protests have increased in colleges across the nation, including Columbia University in New York City. New York Governor Kathy Hochul urges protesters at Columbia to listen to and try to understand one another.
I've never seen a level of protest that is so person-to-person. It is so visceral. And I'm not calling on everyone. People need to find their humanity. Have the conversations. Talk to each other. Understand different points of view, because that's what college students should be doing.
Jewish students have felt increasingly threatened by the protests. Experts are saying despite this weekend's vote in the House to ban it, don't expect TikTok to go away anytime soon.
The House has passed legislation that would ban TikTok in the United States if the popular social media platform's China-based owner doesn't sell its stake within a year. Approval of the bill means it'll be fast-tracked after an earlier version had stalled in the Senate. Both Democrats and Republicans have voiced national security concerns about the app's owner, the Chinese technology firm ByteDance Limited.
Correspondent Jeremy House. On Wall Street, the Dow by 253 points, the Nasdaq rose 169. This is SRN News. Some lawmen are taking on one of the nation's big banks.
There have been growing reports that Bank of America has been closing the accounts of Christian ministries with very little explanation. Some conservative organizations have suffered the same fate. Now a group of 15 Republican attorneys general has sent a letter to the bank asking questions about why it is closing the accounts. A spokesman for Bank of America tells the Christian Post that religion has nothing to do with its decisions. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Florida school districts will soon have the option of allowing volunteer chaplains in as student counselors. Republican Governor Ron DeSantis signed a bill letting school districts establish chaplain programs as of July 1st. The only requirements for a chaplain to participate in a school program would be to pass a background check and have their name and religious affiliation listed on the school's website. Students would need parental permission. This is SRN News. Wall Street started the week with upward momentum in a big way.
Stocks gained ground on Wall Street Monday and clawed back some of their losses from last week. The S&P 500 rose 0.9%, the Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 0.7%, and the Nasdaq jumped 1.1%. The gains were widespread and most stocks rose. Technology stocks led the way as yields stabilized in the bond market. Bank stocks were also strong, following better profits than expected from Truist Financial and others. They helped offset a drop for Tesla, which announced more cuts to prices over the weekend. Tesla is one of roughly 150 companies in the S&P 500 set to report its earnings this week. Damian Troisi, New York.
Supermarket chains Kroger and Albertsons say they'll sell more of their stores in an effort to quell the federal government's concerns about their proposed merger. They announced they will sell more stores. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm Keith Peters.